From the Professional Disc Golf Association, this is PDGA Radio News.
And welcome to the Disc Golf News, the week of August 2nd, 2004. I'm Brian Sullivan. A lot of stuff to talk about this week, so let's get to it. We've got results for you from the Rumbletown Classic in Milwaukee. And professional disc golfer Kristen Weidel has a tip to help you successfully navigate those tight wooded fairways in this week's 60-second clinic. And with Worlds less than a week away now, the Disc Golf Hall of Fame will soon be adding some new inductees to its 40 members. We'll talk with Hall of Fame Administrator Al Speedy Guerrero this week. It's PDGA Radio News, and it's sponsored by Discovering the World. You can discover them at dtworld.com.
Disc golfing should be inexpensive and fun. Discovering the World wants nothing more than to help you have fun. They offer a wide variety of disc golf and PDGA products. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Orders ship within 24 hours, and there's a retail location open 7 days a week to deal with you personally. Call 714-522-2202 or visit dtworld.com to see the full selection available now from Discovering the World.
The Big Arms were in Milwaukee, Wisconsin last weekend for the Rumbletown Classic. Results coming your way, beginning with the Masters Division, where it was the Rifleman, Alex Bigman. He takes aim and fires off a winner. He's going to win this one by a stroke in a tough, tough field that included Rob Fritz and Billy Crump. They tie up for second place. Pennsylvania's Robin Billig takes third. To the women's division, where Kerry Berlager was burling her way through this event until Leslie Herndon comes up with the best round for the women of the weekend. She shoots an even par and is going to win this one by three. Berlager takes second place. Courtney Peavy, whose game has really come along, takes third. Now to the other division, where Cameron Todd and Keith Warren were going at it. Barry Schultz struggling until the final round. He decides, it's time to shoot a new course record. 19 under. He's going to win this one by three. Cameron Todd second place. Keith Warren takes third. PD Joe Weinschild had this to say about Barry Schultz's performance.
Every single person in the tournament, except Barry Schultz, in every division, shot better from the short tees than I did from the long tees, except him. First round long tees, he shot a minus 8, then a minus 4, then a minus 11 from the long tees. Oh, how do you figure that?
Time now for the 60-second clinic. Professional disc golfer Kristen Weidel plays on a lot of wooded courses with tight, narrow fairways, and she has developed a routine to successfully navigate those fairways. Perhaps you will find her tips to be helpful in your game.
Well, from the tee pad, I try not to think too hard in tight wooded holes, because if I start thinking too hard, I'm going to see a lot of possibilities where I'm just going to hit a tree and bounce left and bounce right. So I try to simplify the shot. I find the path of least resistance so that there's going to be a pretty darn good chance I'm going to have a chance at a putt. And I'm going to make that putt. So I find the route, and then from the tee pad, I look and find a gap to just nail my disc through. Think about the angle I want it to go through, most importantly. Throw a practice swing or two to make sure it feels comfortable, and then just clear my mind of everything but that gap, that angle. Let it rip. And the good thing about this shot is that if you hit the first 75% of your line, if you hit a tree with the right directional spin on it, you're going to get a kick towards the basket. It's going to help you out in the long run.
21-year-old Kristen Weidel is a two-time Women's Open champion at the Illinois State Championships. And you're listening to PDGA Radio News. In the big picture this week, the Disc Golf Hall of Fame. The names of 40 disc golfers currently live in that hall, such luminaries as Ed Hedrick, Ken Climo, Dan Stork Roddick. And as tradition holds, every year at Worlds, at least two other disc golfers are inducted into that august body. So we thought this was a great time to talk with Hall of Fame Administrator Al Speedy Guerrero to find out where the hall is, who's in there, and just how did they get there.
Al Speedy Guerrero, welcome to PDGA Radio.
Thanks so much for having me, Brian.
You are the administrator of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame. Tell me how you came into that position.
When I moved to the southeast part of the United States, I was able to contact LaVon Wolf quite a bit more than when I lived in Indianapolis. He knew about some of my administrative skills as a disc golfer and a disc golf promoter. He had worked on the Disc Golf Hall of Fame for about 5-6 years, and wanted to pass the torch on to another able person. And in reality, my interest in the beginning was as an artist. But he said, go ahead and take the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, run with it. I know you can do it, Speedy. And he showed great faith in me. And that's been beautiful.
And that was when?
That was in 1999.
And LeVon Wolf himself is a member of the Hall of Fame. Did he actually start it?
He did. It was his idea. He had the first induction ceremony, which was a LeVon production at the Huntsville Worlds.
And that was what year?
That was in 1993. He secretively asked some people at the PDGA Worlds to come on up to the award ceremony. They had no idea what they were coming up for. He made the announcement about the first Disc Golf Hall of Fame induction class, and a great group of members began the Hall of Fame. Some of those original members were Dan Stork Roddick, Ed Hedrick, and Tom Monroe.
Truly some of the greatest names in the sport.
Some great gurus of the sport, no doubt.
So, Speedy, I myself have been lucky enough to see the Hall of Fame, the archives, the stuff, on a couple of occasions. Tell me how people get to see it.
The Hall of Fame has had several homes here in the Atlanta area. Currently, and our goal is always to show the Disc Golf Hall of Fame artifacts at a big event. And they will be at the Iowa Worlds this year in Des Moines. Our plans in the future are to have a website where everybody in the world can see the artifacts and learn more about the players that are celebrated in the Disc Golf Hall of Fame. And some of our more immediate plans as well are to exhibit the items at the Augusta Museum, Historical Museum. And then when the National Disc Golf Center in Augusta opens up, we have plans for its own home, and hope that that'll be a long-term event.
So the National Disc Golf Center, which is currently in the planning stages in Augusta, when that is complete, or at least near completion, the Disc Golf Hall of Fame will be moving to there. But in the meantime, you're saying the only time players can actually come and see the hall is at the World Championships.
That's correct. One of the other opportunities will soon be in Augusta when the Disc Golf Hall of Fame Disc Golf Tournament once again shows up on the schedule.
Well, the Hall of Fame, I think, you know, most disc golfers who've been involved in the sport for a number of years, it's clearly something that, you know, they would, you know, love to see themselves in. So let's get into the details of how it all happens. What is the nomination and induction process? How does it work?
The way that it works is we start with the top vote getters that were not in inducted into the Hall of Fame the previous year. We start with a list of about 10. And then the Disc Golf members, Disc Golf Hall of Fame members, who are the people who vote and receive the ballots, lobby for some of the new inductees or the new nominees. And they increase the number that will be on that final ballot. Another method of getting on the Disc Golf Hall of Fame final ballot is through a new program called the People's Choice Nomination. And on the PDGA discussion board, you people and fans of disc golf, players of disc golf from all around the world can vote and provide one more member to that list. And that's a really fun thing. So we get some new players on the list, and from February and then until May, the process ends with the members taking a final, you know, voting and we choose an undetermined number of the top vote getters to be inducted into the class. I can't tell you how many will be in the class of 2004. It's a secret.
Does it typically fall within a particular range of numbers?
In the beginning, Levon started with about 7 members per year, and it's decreased to between 2 and 4 new members every year.
Speedy, you mentioned earlier that you're looking to put up a web presence sometime in the future. I did a quick Google search before we talked, and I found Juliana Korver's Hall of Fame list, which unfortunately hasn't been updated since 2001. So people can find that through a Google search. But tell us who was inducted in 2002 and 2003.
In 2002, we had Alan Beaver from North Carolina, and from the Chicagoland area, Gary Lewis. Two great players and excellent promoters of disc golf. In 2003, at the induction ceremony in Arizona in Flagstaff, we brought in Stansel Johnson, a pioneer of competitive disc golf. He wrote the book called Frisbee, a Practitioner's Manual, a Definitive Treatise. He penned with eloquence the beauty of flying discs with a quote, "When a ball dreams, it dreams it's a Frisbee." He's a great historian of disc golf, and I understand that he will be writing a new book soon. Also last year, we had Brian Honiger of current disc golf fame, just a fabulous administrator, and Mark Horn, who is a great tournament director, still one of the elite players in his division from California. He has the fame of being the Wintertime Open tournament director for as many as 25 years.
And traditionally, the inductees are announced at the World Championships. So, Speedy, can you, you know, give us a little preview, maybe, of who might be getting inducted this year?
I would love to. Let me tell you, I am super excited about this year's inductees. The induction ceremony is going to be twice the event that it always is, or that it usually is, because of the pros and all the AMs being there together, and it's a great honor for me to share my admiration for all these promoters with the rest of the world and to receive the support of all the Disc Golf Hall of Famers. They're a great group of people to work with. But I'm sorry, I just can't give you that info. You'll have to wait, Brian, just like the rest of us.
Fair enough. Well, Speedy Guerrero, thanks for your time today, and we look forward to not only hearing those announcements being made next week, but seeing you and your terrific Disc Golf Hall of Fame.
Thanks. We'll be there. Look forward to seeing you. Thanks so much.
Disc Golf Hall of Fame Administrator Al Speedy Guerrero lives and works in Atlanta, Georgia, and you're listening to PDGA Radio News. Well, of course you know that the Pro-Am World Championships get underway in Des Moines this weekend. However, surprisingly enough, there are other things going on this weekend, August 7th and 8th. For example, the DEF Disc Golf Association National Championships in Augusta this weekend, and in Newark, it's the Delaware Crosstown Championships. The Full Sail Shasta Shootout this weekend in Mount Shasta, California, and in Peru, Indiana, it's the Paradise Open. Great courses there. Buick, Minnesota, hosting the Great Divide. Hey, I used to drive at Buick. And in Maine, it's the Grassyland Championships. I know, bad joke, I'm sorry. Northville, Michigan, hosting the Flying Saucer MDGO Doubles this weekend. In Greece, New York, it's the Rochester Stableford. And in Edgecombe, Massachusetts, the Edgecombe Championships. We've got the full list available day or night, 24/7, at PDGA.com. And finally this week, as you get packed up and ready to head out to Des Moines for the biggest disc golf event in the history of the world, we've got some fresh stats for you. These are, as of July 31st, your cash tour leaders are as follows. No surprise at the top is Barry Schultz at 18,400 and $29. In the number two spot, significantly behind Mr. Schultz, is Cameron Todd, $15,000 and a change. In the third spot, hey, we got a master here, Brad Hammack, $13,800 and some. Kevin McCoy, Ken Climo in the fourth and fifth spots, just under $10,000 each. And that is the Disc Golf News for the week of August 2nd. For the PDGA, I'm Brian Sullivan. Have yourself a safe journey to Des Moines. 1 in 8 PDGA members will be there, and I look forward to saying hello to you. So, until next week, keep them in the fairway.